Okay, in the few minutes before Mariv, I want to discuss with you a question as to whether there is a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh. Many people try to travel to Eretz Yisrael, Jerusalem specifically, on Yomim Tovim. Pesach in particular is a yontif when people tend to travel to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, when they go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, are they in fulfillment of the Torah commandment of Aliyah L'Regel? Or is it just a nice thing to go? No one will deny that going to Eretz Yisrael on Yomim Tovim is a nice thing. The question is whether or not it is a Torah commandment. There's a famous truth of the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda writes that the Gemara teaches us in Rosh Hashanah that there's an obligation, Chayav Adam Lahakbo Penei Rabo Beregel. There's an obligation to greet your Rebbe on Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. And Noda Yehuda is bothered, how come the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this halacha? If it's a halacha, it should make it to Shulchan Aruch. Why is it not found in the Shulchan Aruch at all? Says the Noda Yehuda, because obviously your Rebbe can't be on a higher level than God is. And since Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, because since today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't offer karbanos anymore, so it can't be that we have an obligation, strictly speaking, to go and greet our teachers on a yontif, because our teachers, as great as they are, can't be greater than God. That's the Noda Yehuda's assumption. Now, what that really means, that the Noda Yehuda is saying that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah that is connected to the offering of karbanos, and since today we no longer offer karbanos, so therefore, strictly speaking, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel does not apply. It happens that there's a tshuva in the Tashbetz, where the Tashbetz, I don't have such bekiyah, so there's a sefer that Shai Schechter gave me called Sivei HaMinhagim. It's written by a Rebbe Eliyakim Dvorkis. He has tremendous bekiyahs and everything. So this Rabbi Dvorkis points out that there's a tshuva in the Tashbetz where he argues precisely the opposite. Tashbetz feels that there's a Torah commandment to be Olah L'Regel today, and the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah to greet the Shechina, to meet God's presence. And God's presence, we know from Midrashim and Shir HaShirim and elsewhere, God's presence constantly resides in Yerushalayim by the Kosa HaMa'aravi, right? Hineza Omeda Har Kosleinu, the Midrash and Shir HaShirim writes that the Shechina lo zaza from the Kosa HaMa'aravi, and therefore the Tashbetz says that there's an obligation to be Olah L'Regel today. In terms of the mitzvah of greeting your Rebbe on the Yontiv, so many point out that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in the Yaretz Dvash says exactly the opposite of the Noda Yehuda. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes, in his opinion, the mitzvah of greeting your Rebbe on Yontiv was a replacement for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. When Jews were no longer being Olah L'Regel, perhaps because they couldn't do it, so then we had to have the next best thing. So you go and you greet your Rebbe on Yontiv to replace Aliyah L'Regel. There's an interesting Mishnah in Moed Katan. The Mishnah teaches us that a person is not allowed to give a hesped. You can't eulogize someone within 30 days of a yontif. The Mishnah writes that lo yasbidenu kodem l'regel shloshim yom. And there are two opinions as to why this is true. The Gemara has two opinions. One opinion in the Gemara is based on the story that once upon a time a person gathered a lot of money to be olah l'regel, and there was a safdan. There is a person who was like a professional eulogizer. This is in Ritz, by the way. We train people to be rabbis. We have a cantorial school also. We do not have any eulogizing schools. But it's a lost art. There was a safdan. There was a professional eulogizer who came by and stood by this fellow's door. And his wife gave all the money to the safdan. All the money that this person had designated for Aliyah L'Regel was given to this safdan. And then the person no longer, he didn't go up to be Olah L'Regel. That's what the Gemara says. Based on this, the Gemara says, but also sha'a amru lo yo'ora adam al meisav lo yasbidenu kodem l'regel shloshim yom. Because of this story, they said, you know what, you're not allowed to give hespedim within 30 days of a festival because we're worried that people might give up their designated money for Aliyah L'Regel. They might give that to the safdan instead. Shmuel in the Gemara, however, has a different reason. Shmuel says that the reason we don't give eulogies within 30 days of a festival is because ein hames mishtakeach min halei for shloshim yom. That you don't forget within 30 days. We want people to be happy on a yontif. And if you have a hesped before the yontif in 30 days, so then perhaps on yontif you'll sit there and you'll reflect back on the nifter, and it will cause you grief on the yontif, and that's not proper. So that's why we don't give hespedim within 30 days of the yontif. And the Gemara tells us a nafkamina, a practical halachic difference between these two explanations is nafkamina to ka'avid dechinam. If you have someone who will give a eulogy for free, if you hold the reason is because of the story when they gave the designated Aliyah L'Regel money to the Safdan, so then if someone will do it for free, there's no concern. But if it's the reason of Ein HaMes Mishtakeach Min HaLeiv Shloshim Yom, so then the halach would be that even when it's Ovid B'chinam, even when you have someone to give a hesped for free, still we should not give a hesped within 30 days. The Rush here in Moed Katan, where he quotes these dinim, the Rush quotes in the Ritz Gaius, that the Ritz Gaius says that since the reason is because of Aliyah L'Regel, so therefore in our times when people are not Aliyah L'Regel, so you're allowed to give hespedim within 30 days. That's what the Rush quotes from the Ritz Gaius. And the Rush quotes that the Ramban jumped up and down and spit wood and nickels and says, what are you talking about? The Ramban says, the Gemara doesn't give that as the nafkamina. The Gemara says, the nafkamina between the two reasons is deka'avid b'chinam, when someone will give a eulogy for free. So therefore, the Ramban rejects this Ritz Gaius. And moreover, the Ramban says, it's a davar shebeminyan, tzarach minyanachei lahatirel. Ramban says that the halacha that you're not allowed to give a eulogy within 30 days is an enacted law. And whenever a law was enacted, so you need a greater bezdin to revoke the previously enacted law. You can't just get rid of an enactment. So therefore, the Ramban disagrees with the Ritz Gaius. But what you see from the Ritz Gaius, and perhaps the Ramban agrees fundamentally, is that, you know what, that there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel b'zman hazeh. You see this from both explanations here in the Rush. That in our time, there's really no commandment to be Aliyah L'Regel in the technical sense. There's a Gemara at the beginning of Gittin also. The Gemara discusses that there's a special enactment that when a shaliach, when an agent delivers a divorce document, so you have to say certain words, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And the Gemara discusses what's the reason for reciting those words. And one approach in the Gemara is because we need eidim between the kaimo. And the Gemara says, well, if a person is in Eretz Yisrael, and you're taking a get from one nation in Eretz Yisrael to another nation in Eretz Yisrael, so there's always a concern, there's never a concern of not having witnesses to be able to ratify the document, because there's always eidim between the kaimo and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Tainach bisman shebeis hamikdash kayam. So you see from that Gemara also that after Churban Habayis, apparently people, there was, Aliyah L'Regel was not really done. Now the Maharat Zchius was a colorful individual. Actually, Rebbetzin Beruya David, Rav Huttner's daughter, decided to write her her thesis on the Maharat Zchius. And the Maharat Zchius, he says, well, everyone was Aliyah L'Regel after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We know from the history books, the Kafta Beferach, it was done. Perhaps there's no technical requirement, like the Noda Yehuda says, but people would go because that's where the Talmidei Chachamim were, they'd ask questions in Jewish law at the times of Yomim Tovim. And obviously it's a very beautiful thing. If a person can afford it to go and spend Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, it's very beautiful, but the Halacha probably follows the Noda Yehuda that it's not a technical obligation. Thank you for listening. I'm Rav Kahneman.